So, Pathetic Compulsive Masturbator was asking about autoerotica. And if you're not familiar with autoerotica, it's essentially saying that you're either attracted to yourself exclusively. That's the extreme version. Most people that identify as autoerotic would only get turned on by themselves. That's like the extreme version. But other people who identify as autoerotic can also get turned on by people that look similar to themselves, people with similar body types as them, and they only get off on either looking at them or having sex with them or through compulsive masturbation by themselves. And autoerotic behavior can include like looking at a mirror and getting turned on by yourself, maybe even looking at old photos of yourself and getting turned on. Like, I know a few people that identify as autoerotic, and they'll look at photos of them when they were in their 20s or when they were in their 30s, or they'll just look back and get turned on about how they used to look. But also, another form of autoerotic behavior is, like, if you got a haircut and you find yourself very attractive, and then suddenly you can't look away from yourself, and then you just start masturbating. But these kinds of masturbators require very little pornography and very little outside stimuli. And because of that, they can sort of just masturbate without porn, masturbate while looking at the mirror, or they can masturbate in like social settings. Like if they're just driving around and they want to give themselves pleasure, they'll just do that. Or they'll do it in social settings, like underneath the table while they're eating dinner, or like in public, and not really care about what other people think, not really look for the sexual validation in other people, because they know that the only one that can give them sexual validation is themselves. So it's very similar to narcissism, but very different, because you're saying that you know the person who's right for you sexually is yourself, and the only person who can give you the pleasure that you want is yourself. That's not to say that other people can't give you pleasure. It's just that you prefer the pleasure that's given to yourself, and that you can give it to yourself all the time, anytime, and anywhere. And what I've noticed is a lot of people in bait spaces that I know who identify as autosexuals, they're usually chronic masturbators, or they identify as chronic masturbators. And I think it's because you're told, don't masturbate. And that means that the only person, you know, that the only person who can give you the sexual pleasure that you need is yourself. And someone saying, hey, the only person in the world that you know is right for you sexually, don't have sex with them. Don't give them penis pleasure. And you know, you are the most sexually available person to yourself. You're always with yourself. You know exactly where you want to be touched. You know exactly how to touch, and you know what pleasure to give yourself. And I identify a bit with autosexuality. I don't know if you can notice, but even when I do have people over, I'll often like stop the sex and be like, I'm going to jerk off, or I'm going to go watch porn, or I'm going to go look at myself in the mirror, or something similar to that. I really don't prefer to have another person touching me. And there is a certain degree of shame in that. You know, you think, oh, well, I can't make myself feel good all the time. It has to be bad for me. You know, like you kind of justify that anything that feels good has to be addictive, has to be bad for you. And it is addictive, but I don't think it's necessarily bad for you. I think you lucked out, really. Like, a lot of people aren't autosexual. A lot of people aren't solosexual, and they have to rely on someone else to give themselves the pleasure that they want to feel, you know? So like, you lucked out in the fact that you can give yourself the most pleasure all the time, as much as you want, even more than you want. You might even find, like, over time that you were so concerned about doing it so much, and then you look back and it's like, wow, I actually didn't do that much. I should have done more, you know? So there's that level of regret, I think, that exists in a lot of autosexuals too, where they feel guilty about giving themselves so much pleasure. But at the same time, they feel guilty about not giving in, if that makes sense. So they'll give themselves lots and lots of pleasure, but over the years, over a few days, they'll be like, I should have given myself more. I should have given in earlier. And I think the easiest thing that you can do is really just forgive and forget, you know, like just focus on the pleasure that you can give yourself right now. And I think that's important with autosexuality, is like,
You need to focus on the amount of pleasure that you want right now, the amount of pleasure that you can give yourself, and the amount of pleasure that you know you can handle or that you can't handle. You know, like if I go to the gym showers and I masturbate, if I get a hand reaching over from the other stall, or if someone comes up and tries to touch me, I'll push them away. I'll be like, dude, what's up? Like, what are you doing? And then I'll just continue, because that's the only sexual partner in there that I want is me. Like, I'm cruising for myself. I'm cruising to find pleasure in other places, not from other people. So if you are an autosexual and you're ashamed of the amount of pleasure that you're giving yourself, or the amount of pleasure that you're resisting, you should be ashamed that you're not giving yourself more, and you're not giving in even more and all the time. Like, for me, like, I'm complete solosexual, autosexual, whatever you want to call it. That's me to a T. Like, I will have sex every so often, but I always feel disappointed, because, like, I know it doesn't feel as good, you know. It's like going to an ice cream shop, and I know I like mint chocolate chip. You know, I'll give myself mint chocolate chip all the time. I'll go buy it. I'll give it to myself anytime. But everyone is saying, no, you got to try this new flavor. You got to try this other flavor. And other people are trying to give me a different flavor. And I'm just like, I don't want it. I know what my favorite is. And it's right between my legs. It's right here. It's just there for me at all times. And everyone's always like, well, you're still young, or you're pretty old. You should start having sex, you know. Like, people tell me, because I'm still in my 20s, I should be having sex with everyone. But at the same time, other people are like, since you're almost in your mid-20s, you should really start having sex, and you should find a sexual partner while you can, while you're still young, while you're still attractive, you know. And what I say to that is, like, I already found my sexual partner. He's right here in the room. I know who he is. It's me. So why aren't you telling me to, like, go fuck myself all the time? Go fuck my dick. Go fuck my ass. Go just have as much sex with myself as possible. Literally, the only shame that I feel about not having sex all the time is masturbation. I feel bad when I'm not masturbating all the time. You know, I have a fear of missing out for masturbation. I think the biggest source of shame for an autosexual who's addicted to chronic masturbation is the fact that they have to tell themselves no a lot of times. You know, like, if you have a really hypersexual partner and you say no, like, they'll understand. They won't take it personal. They'll be like, oh, okay, maybe next time, or they'll go jerk off or something like that. But because you're the autosexual and you're the hypersexual in your own relationship to yourself, telling yourself no is rejecting yourself. So there's a lot of shame and discomfort in rejecting your own advances. You know, your penis wants you to masturbate all the time. You want to masturbate all the time, and that's the truth. And when you have to tell yourself no just to function, when you have to tell yourself no all the time, it's like rejecting the only sexual partner that you have. So that's why it's really hard for autosexuals addicted to masturbation to really function. They just don't like telling themselves no. You know, the sense of rejection is really unwanted, and it's not desirable. That's why I think a lot of autosexuals do believe that they're ashamed of their addiction, and not the fact that they're telling themselves no, that the fact that they're rejecting themselves. Because that's the truth is, when you tell an autosexual to stop masturbating, when you tell them to go have sex with someone else, get sexual pleasure from someone else, they are telling themselves no. They're saying, no, this sexual pleasure that I'm reserving for myself is for someone else. Like, some days I can't even look at porn some days, because I'm attracted to my own masturbation. I'm attracted to my own sense of addiction to masturbation and my own sex drive. That's what turns me on. And I think what really sucks is I do want to be addicted to porn. I do want to be addicted to all these things, but really I'm only attracted to myself. I'm only attracted to my own masturbation and my own relationship to my body. So how I got over the shame was by setting aside days of the week or even months where I just masturbate. Like, literally, I'm doing that right now, where I've taken a few months off of work, just to masturbate, you know, and just keep saying yes to myself, and just see where that leads me, because it hasn't led to my destruction like I thought. It's just led to constant penis pleasure and really feeling sexually pleased and satisfied all the time. So the way to deal with shame for being autosexual and having a chronic masturbation compulsion is just say yes, like just masturbate, just fucking jerk off, and really just like touch yourself all the time. Touch yourself as much as you want. Touch yourself even when you don't want to. Just see, like, do I want to touch myself? And then just touch yourself, and then just keep rubbing and say, like, I still don't want to touch myself, and just keep doing that. And then eventually it'll overlap. Like, you'll want to touch yourself eventually if you keep touching yourself. And that's the best part about being autosexual is, you know, you don't have to deal with consent from another person. You don't really have to deal with consent from yourself. You don't have to deal with another person to get your fix, your gratification, your sexual pleasure. The only way to deal with your chronic masturbation as an autosexual is to go through it, is to feel the intense pleasure, is to feel the constant aching need to touch yourself. It comes from knowing that eventually you'll stop touching yourself short term, but long term you'll never stop touching yourself, and that's okay. You know, maybe you'll look in the mirror and it'll cause you to start masturbating, but something will cause you to stop masturbating eventually. Like, let's say looking at the time and finding out that you're late for work or something, that'll stop you from masturbating short term. So there's no need to feel shame. Like the reason to start masturbating will always be yourself. It might be your reflection. It might be how you look. It might be how you feel. But your reason to stop masturbating, that'll always be external, and you can't control that. You know, like, if you are late for work, or if the oven goes off or the smoke alarm goes off, you'll stop masturbating because that's life getting in the way. But, you know, you can never get in the way of your own addiction. You can never get in the way of your own pleasure. And I think that's the way to get rid of the shame, is to know that you're in charge of your own pleasure, but you're not in charge of stopping. It was never your place to begin with.